you're listening to the TwanCast, episode 6.
Hi, this is Shannon.
Hey, this is Twan.
Hi, this is Julie.
And you're listening to the TwanCast.
TwanCast is a variety program where pop culture meets subculture.
It goes there.
It goes there.
Why are we friends? I hate you.
The power of Christ compels.
You started off with such caffeination there.
Hey, I've got beer in me, man.
Don't we usually say episode number?
Well, I was going against the grain.
Oh.
She was being a rebel, all right?
It's yes, cool. I was rebelling. Hello!
Hi!
Hi!
Oh my god.
What's up?
Nothing much. I guess I'll talk to them when I'm drinking beer at the moment. So we're doing a podcast. We haven't done one in, god, like a week.
Almost a week.
Almost a week, yeah. Well, we went on vacation, Shannon and I. We went for a little lesbian getaway up to Maine.
Maine's great. We brought back a lot of Maine beer.
Okay, I had to listen to an hour-long version of that story, and now that you actually have another forum to share it, you're like, Maine's great. We got beer.
At the Shipyard Brewery, shipyard.com.
Those guys were really fun. They were over at the Shipyard.
If you're ever in Portland, go to the Shipyard Brewery on Newberry Street and get your tour from 3 to 5, and then you get a tasting.
Yeah, and I really thought that the tasting was going to be like, okay, here are the beers that we have. Pick one, and we're going to give you a little taste, like a little sip. The guy was like, what do you want? And just kept pouring, you know, all 6 of them that they had on tap at that particular time. So that was good.
This beer is actually really good.
Is this fantastic?
Is this what you're drinking?
What are you drinking?
The Pumpkin Head Ale.
The Pumpkin
Shipyard.
Head.
Mm-hmm. Do they sell this local, or is this Maine local?
Well, that's not being brewed anymore, and the reason why we got so much of that is because they only had the big cases of it left.
That's sad. It's such a good beer.
Yeah. Well, they only
brew it.
Is
it a Halloween beer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a fall beer.
That's
they have
why Pumpkin Head. Yeah, they're, right now, the two are the Winter Lager, which we have in there, and there's another one called the Prelude, which is really, really good. But you might not like it because it's dark, kind of like this one.
Holiday beer.
I don't mind dark. I mean, I like Newcastle. That's a dark beer, but I mean,
that's more brown.
Yeah,
it's not dark.
Yeah, that is brown ale. But yeah, I'm not a big Guinness fan, so I guess that's it. I like this though.
No, the Pumpkin Head is great. We got this on tap at a place called Brian Brew, and they had all Shipyard beers on tap for $2.50 a pint, 4 to 7 Monday to Friday. And they happen to have Pumpkin Head on tap, and that's how we tried it. Yeah. And I'm just burping like crazy because of all my beer drinking.
We drank a lot of beer this weekend.
Well, I'm sober, if they care. You know, I'm the only one. Speaking of drinks, I didn't tell you. I went to the Hess station on the corner from my house.
Well, did you get a good quality beer there?
Yes. No, this isn't Maine. We don't get alcohol in our convenience store. No, what I did get was sugar-free Full Throttle.
You know, I've seen that a couple of places, and it was funny because when I saw that a couple of weeks ago at the Cumberland up the street, I was like, oh, Full Throttle. I thought maybe it was a different flavor.
So they have it up this Cumberland?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab some. I like
ours or the one up the street?
No, they have it at this...
The little ghetto one or the new one?
I think it's the newer one up Hope Street.
Oh.
But they also have it at the Brooks, right down over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I saw it and I thought it was a different flavor.
So you didn't try it?
I didn't, no, because then I saw it was sugar-free and I was like... Mm.
No, I liked it. As far as I'm repulsed. The reason that I get Full Throttle is because I am repulsed by sugar-free energy drinks. They're the nastiest thing. Like, you know how you feel about energy drinks in general? That's how I feel about sugar-free energy drinks.
Well, the Red Bull sugar-free isn't that bad.
Yeah, but still, I'm not a big fan. But
didn't you like sugar-free balls?
I did. Oh, no, I did like sugar-free balls. That's right. Sugar-free balls rocked. But I don't see that anywhere. You know?
I actually signed up for a free sample case of balls.
A free sample case?
Yeah. I never made it.
Made it?
And I never got it. It was on one of those, the free...
Like Subtiles?
Yeah, so I tried it, but it never came.
Yeah, tried it with both of our names. But you know what? The thing about those is they take forever.
Yeah,
so
2 years from now.
Yeah, next October.
We remember the razors we ordered, you know?
Yeah, we just used one of those.
The free stuff is great. I have free Dove shampoo in there. We have free
olive oil and... Yes,
where did I get the balls? Oh, I got it from the mobile near my house. No, it's so good. I want you to try it.
You should tell our audience that it's B-A-W-L-S. So in case they go looking for balls water, they know what they're looking for.
Well, I'm sure if they walk into the cashier and be like, I'm looking for some balls, you know, they're going to get one of two things, and it's going to be the energy drink or,
depending on where you live.
Yeah, if it's where I work, you know.
Of crazy cashiers, when we were at the mobile by the hotel we were staying at, there was this woman, and she was behind the register, and she had a hospital mask on, you know, so I'm like, oh, I don't want to touch my shit.
She was the one who was there today. Wait, it took me so long when you were paying, when we checked out and we got gas. And she read my shirt, and she's like, field issue.
But, well, she's there with her thing, and I guess some girl's buying cigarettes, and she's looking at her ID like she's never seen an ID before, scrutinizing it. The girl's 26. It's not like she had to, like, try to count the numbers and add up the dates. She's 26. She's, you know.
She's clearly over the age of.
Yeah.
Oh. But I don't know what was up the hospital mess. I don't know if she was afraid of the bird flu or what. So I didn't want to touch my shit because I didn't want to get
hurt. She wasn't wearing the hospital mask today.
It's weird.
Speaking of the bird flu, thank you for reminding me. Can I tell you?
I don't want the bird flu.
Can I tell you about the fucking paranoia you gave me? That day we were talking about, remember? And you made the comment about it, and I was like, oh, well, I don't want to... Yeah, I was like, well, I'm screwed because I work with truckers, you know, and they travel all over the country, and they get sick. Fucking, I go into work an hour later, and this truck driver, Victor, comes in, and he's all coughing and stuff, and I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I don't know. I have the flu, but it's weird. And, like, he looks like he's dying. And I'm like, he, like, put his paperwork down on the desk. And I, like, had him sign the thing. Stephanie walks out the door. Friggin', I don't have a sink because of where I work. Friggin' sprayed Lysol on the doorknobs, on the paperwork, soaked the paperwork, the entire desk, my hands, Lysol'd my hands, alright, I was so like, I'm gonna die, like, I just, instant germ paranoia, like, and I'm sitting there, Lysol burns, by the way, I would not recommend spraying your hands with Lysol.
It tastes very good, though.
Does it? I didn't spray my mouth, we weren't making out, you know, so it was okay.
Yeah,
oh, you weren't, that was one of the truck drivers you didn't make out with.
I'm definitely afraid of the bird flu.
Nah.
I mean, I need to stock up so when we get quarantined in our apartment, we can just eat and drink to our heart's content.
We'll have 5,000 cans of canned raviolis in my house, so from Save-A-Lot, because they're on sale.
We'll have beer. We've stocked up on beer.
We will have beer. Oh! Remember we watched the previews for that show on the Discovery Channel called I Shouldn't Be Alive?
No.
A long time ago?
Oh my god!
No. We watched this show last night, and what it is it's stories about true life survival stories. And there was this story last night. It was this family. It was a mother, father, and a 5-month-old baby, and they were driving to somewhere for a funeral. And it was in the middle of a snowstorm, and they couldn't see very well. They kind of went off the main road. They got stuck in snow. They're like, all right, well, we'll just wait till tomorrow.
And flag somebody down.
And flag somebody down. So they fall asleep. They go to sleep. They wake up. They get out of the car. It's just vast nothingness. Nothingness. They had no idea where they were. It was covered in snow. Their car was covered. As quickly as they could, like, shovel it out,
it was covering it. Back in.
It turned out they had, they had accidentally driven into, like, the Nevada Wildlife Preserve or something. It was, like, 500 million acres of nothing. It's closed for the season. Right? So they wait in the car for 4 days because they figured he was in the Army or something. You know, best survival technique is to wait where you're at and somebody will find you. Nobody came. So they figured they have to walk because they don't have any other choice.
Meanwhile, hold on. Meanwhile, their parents, who they're supposed to go see, are like, where the hell are they? So they're calling the police. The police won't help them because you've got to be missing for a certain amount of time before they can actually go looking for you.
Yeah, they thought the guy just kind of went AWOL with his family. But so they start walking. They put like pantyhose and every bit of plastic they can on their feet. And they take the baby and they wrap the baby up and you know, I want to laugh about it because they wrap the baby up in its own little blanket and then they wrap him up in a sleeping bag. And then they put him in a garment bag and closed it up because they figured it was the only way to keep him warm and actually had to drag him behind them when they were walking through the snow. They walked for 12 hours with the thought they thought they were going the right way. No, nothing. So they started walking for 12 hours back and it was just so cold. Finally, they got into like a little cove and this is like five or 6 days later. He decided he had to go alone because the mom couldn't stand up anymore.
Yeah, they woke up in the morning and after like sleeping outside with no shelter, no nothing. And she gets up and she can't stand, she can't move, he tucked her into this cove that they found a little bit farther up. And she was supposed to stay up with the baby while he went to go get help.
And he walked so far, and he was like delusional at this point, and he was dehydrated, and he kept trying to eat snow, but he walked through the night. He finally got back to the car, tried to turn the car on, at least get some heat, couldn't get any heat. So he kept walking, he finally saw a sign, and he's like, oh, thank God, a sign. He dusted off. Nearest thing is 50 miles away. So he keeps walking and walking and walking, and he keeps hearing his wife's voice, and he's like, oh my God, what, did she die? And now, like, I'm seeing her ghost. He just happened to finally come across a road where this one car was going by, this recluse guy that lives back in the woods.
Like, with nobody around, like, for miles and stuff, yeah?
We found them, and the woman, she took her shoes off while she was waiting. Her feet were black. They were dead. And they finally found her and the baby, and, you know, they all went to the hospital and everything, and the baby was fine, because the baby has some sort of defense mechanism.
Yeah, I didn't know. Babies can't shiver. Do you know that? Like, they don't... When you're cold, you shiver to keep warm.
Yeah.
That's what your body does.
Yeah.
Well, apparently babies don't, they lack the impulse or whatever that makes you shiver, so babies can't shiver, but what it does is...
It's like shuts their body down.
It shut and like transfers warmth.
To
their vital organs, like their heart and their brain and their lungs and whatnot, instead of like, I don't, it was weird.
They said the baby was better off in the garment bag than they were. But after all that, the baby was fine. The parents, they just lost all their toes and that was it.
Lost all their toes?
Yeah, but you know, the guy's face and everything from being, like, just...
It was bloody.
Bloody, like, welts, kind of, because you're frostbitten, you're cold, you're getting cut by ice and wind, you know?
Can you walk without toes?
They can walk. It took them like 4 months to learn to walk again, but they can walk now.
I'm sure they don't have the best balance, you know.
I thought they would lose their feet, you know.
Oh yeah, from mid-calf down.
But the whole time I'm watching this show, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. So this looks like a really good show to watch. I Shouldn't Be Alive, it's called, on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, next week's is about, they went out, these three guys went out.
Hunting or something.
Hunting, and they had this leader, and he ended up being some crazy leader who didn't know how to,
like, mass murderer or something.
Yeah, he was shooting everybody. And
Julie's going to get the pizza.
Yes, where did pizza?
It was really good, though. Really, I can't believe they all lived.
Me either. So, all right. So I told you that I bought a sidekick, and the reason a fourth sidekick, and the reason that I was thinking about not doing it was what are you whispering about? What are you saying?
Don't you dare! I can't tell you on air.
Secrets are not polite.
You tell us about your sidekick.
Well, it's not about my sidekick. It's about the fact that I might buy a laptop at the end of the month.
I thought you didn't want a laptop.
I didn't, but there's a deal, and I don't think
How many times do you change your mind?
Okay, I'm sure you might have read about it, I don't know. I'm talking about Walmart and Black Friday.
Jesus Christ.
Why? Oh, Jesus Christ. No. They have this, okay, if it were...
Is it a Lindos?
No, exactly my point. If it were one of their crappy Lindos, Walmart brand, 128 gigs of RAM, floppy drive laptops, I'd be like, whatever. But for $398, we've got a laptop that it's a Hewlett Packard.
Is it the rollback price?
No, it's not the rollback price. It's the Black Friday price. No rebates, mind you. $398. It's got a 1.8 gig processor for a laptop. It's got 256 megs of RAM, a DVD/CD burner combo drive. It's a 40 gig hard drive for a laptop for $398.
That is HP's. I hate HP.
I know you do.
Well, my concern is
out of all Windows, I hate.
What time they open up Black Friday? Is your mom going to get it for you?
Well, that's what. Well,
by the time you get it, it will be gone.
Well, that's the thing. I get out of work. I might see if Pedro will come in at 6.
They open at what, 5?
Five.
Yeah, it'll be gone in like, because you know what? It's probably only going to have like a handful.
5.
No. They're gonna have 100. That's usually the thing.
Yeah, and 100 are gonna go.
Yeah, that's
for the first like 15 customers.
Yeah. Your mom will go.
I'm thinking my mom already said she will go, so I might have my mom go and do that then. But she has to work too, so she'll be going forward. But she went and got our desktop that we got. She got that Walmart Black Friday 2 years ago.
Yeah, but desktops were already kind of cheap then. I mean, $390 for a laptop is insane.
Yeah.
And I think those are gonna go.
And I don't even think they're something that they're normally selling. This is a specific deal for Black Friday. Like, yeah. They're basically making these things for Black Friday. Like, and that's it. And alongside with that, they have their desktop that's also $398. I mean, what did we pay for mine 2 years ago? $499, $599?
Something like that, yeah.
For mine, and that was a good deal, and it's a long time. This laptop is better than my home desktop, minus the upgrade that I just got, like, a week ago, you know? So, I mean, it's a good deal, you know?
It is a good deal. So, just getting it.
Yeah, so...
Can you not peel every single one off?
No, I peel labels off beer.
Can you not?
Because you that means that you're sexually frustrated.
Yeah, big secret to the world right there.
You want a little head sometimes?
Not my beer. I learned to pour.
And you know, it's one thing to pull off, but you pull off in little bitty pieces, and then you ball them up and you throw them.
Yeah, stop it!
I'll eat your food.
Anyway.
Drink your beer.
Anyway, podcast.
Fuck podcasts. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I love
See,
you.
Now they know you're a bitch.
I love you. Okay.
If there was an email, they just sent unsent right there. What else did I have?
I want something a cigarette. That's what I want.
Shut up.
Are you not smoking?
No.
No.
Really?
I haven't had a cigarette since Monday.
Apparently, I am the only fiend.
And you're a child molester too. The other
thing that I was thinking about was in terms of tech, because we do actually talk about stories sometimes. Remember we were talking the other day about how Mac put out their new PowerBooks, and it's the first laptop I've seen that comes without a modem.
Yep.
And how we're talking about how that's kind of like the death knell, you know, for the modem users and dial-up in general, how it's fading away, you know. And there's one major thing that's keeping dial-up from fading away, and that's AOL.
I was going to say the Midwest.
Yeah, well, AOL.
And the South.
Because AOL's 50 million dial-up users isn't exactly a death knell.
You know what, though? Those 50 million users, they only got another 20 years before they die.
Okay, they're not Republicans. We're not waiting for them to, like, die off so we can take over.
No, Shannon's got that little poll going on the internet.
You know what's sad?
Death dates of the...
I'm the one who likes Republicans. I just made fun of them. That's sad.
Like Republicans anymore.
I like Republicans.
You do not.
I'm
You're a fucking liar.
No, I'm tolerant of them more so than you guys are. You're militant.
Me?
If they didn't
you
hate me?
No, wait. You can't even say me because I don't give a shit about politics. Mm-hmm. I say fuck politics.
We say fuck everything now. I didn't even... Where are you going?
Get a beer.
I thought, didn't Julie bring you one?
No, she didn't want one at that point. Now she wants to get up and go get one.
All right.
But
hey, Kevin wants to go get chicken, I can go get beer.
Proving that, yet again, every podcast is the worst podcast ever. So the actual story involved that I was getting to was, and a reason I'm screwed, I opened up and I was reading the newspaper somebody left at work the other day. Big fucking advert, I wish I had brought it. AOL and Verizon have a deal now. They've gotten together.
Didn't they have a deal before?
They used to. Remember? Because Julie's AOL was
okay.
Verizon.
Well, this is the new package, the new deal that they're putting out there. Right now, I pay for my DSL, which you now know from fucking commercials is $14.99 a month.
Yeah.
I pay $29.99 a month.
Do you get the
month.
Same speed?
768. That's the lowest one. That's the one I got.
Are you sure? Because I thought there was like a 5-something that they're giving for $14.
No, it's 7.6 up to 7.68. That's their lowest one. It's 14.
I thought it was 5-something.
No, I read the byline commercial. Trust me, it's important to me because I have. So yeah, I signed the year contract at the moment, whatever. I'm stuck $29.99. They have it for $14.99 now. So now, AOL. And on top of my $29.99, I pay $14.95 a month because my mom and her fucking garden chat with AOL. I can't cancel AOL because my mom lives on her chat room. That's all she uses it for.
Her widower chat.
Her widower chat, yes. And even though she's not a widower, well, she is kind of.
That's why we're laughing, not because of dead people, but because she's not a widower.
But she's 60. She's old enough to be a widower, and that's where she can pick up the hot single men. In their 60s, but anyway.
Like you were telling the story, right?
Yeah. So now, AOL and Verizon have this new fucking deal. AOL service is $24.90 a month. That's how much it costs to have AOL dial-up. AOL now comes with Verizon DSL. You can get there, you sign up for the year contract with the two of them together. You know what it is? $24.90 a month. So you get DSL and AOL for the same price as dial-up. So everyone out there who has dial-up for $24.90 right now, you could have DSL for the same price.
Who
so this
AOL?
Is 50 million Americans. And now...
Remember the Midwest?
And now that, my friends, is the death knell of dial-up. Because all these people are now going to have
dial-up. Maybe when the bird flu comes and kills the Americans, it will kill the people who still use AOL. Not your mom, though. Not your mom.
Well, because they won't be able to get to the information that will save them fast enough. They'll be waiting for the page to load.
That's the dial-up.
Yes, we all hate dial-up. We all wear that much
still,
of snobs.
I can't believe. I really, like, every time, like, I think when you talk about how your mom uses AOL and everything, I can't believe.
She likes her garden chat.
Well, I just, it just draws me back to the people that I talk to every day at work and stuff that just, who don't believe that there's an internet outside of AOL.
Julie, you do realize that there's a large number of people in this United States that don't even own computers.
No, I know, but those who do, like some of the people who do, that just think that AOL's the internet. Anything, there's nothing outside of those four walls of AOL.
I'm now enjoying a Shipyard Export, which is their signature beer.
Oh, you have the export, too.
Yes, it's quite delicious. It's one of the best.
You'll like that. It's light.
It's their signature beer.
It's a pussy beer.
I don't like it as much as I like this pumpkin beer. I like this beer.
That's because that's more pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you like the flavoring in it.
I'm sorry that you're such a hard ass, Julie.
You need to appreciate the beer for what it is, the hops and the barley. What was it? The hops or the barley? The barley, was it?
The hops.
The hops? Oh, stinky. Stinky. Smell like ass.
And the kid was eating them.
Wait, the pompous kid?
He took some of the
flakes out and he ate some. He offered some to me and Julie. I was like, no thanks.
No, I don't really need to be eating dried hops. Thanks.
Yummy.
Because he was a dorky brewed his own beer.
What you should try to get is, what is it? The dog. Brew dog. Brew.
Sea dog?
Sea dog.
Can we stop talking about beer? Well, start talking about the thing that we're talking about.
You should try to get sea dog blueberry.
I'm not a beer drinker.
Blueberry.
I hated beer up until years ago. It's because I hang around with fucking lesbians all the time who drink beer more than men do.
Hey, I have wine. I have wine, but I just didn't open it yet because we have all this beer.
And he doesn't like wine either. He likes the trashy vodka that comes in the...
If I'm going to bother drinking, I want fucking 50 proof, not 5 proof.
No, I have a delicious Chardonnay over there and a Merlot Cabernet blend.
Can I use that as a chaser for the Jägermeister?
No.
That's
my
my Jägermeister. That's my Jäger.
I got the wine and the Baileys, right?
I got the Stoli and the Jäger.
Yeah. Have you read anything? I read this I knew you didn't read before I left, and I didn't read anymore about Jared Leto and Lindsay Lohan coming out as a couple officially. Did you read any more about that? That's gross.
I haven't even heard about it.
That's gross.
I like the way he leans.
It hurts to watch him lean. The rumors are dating, and now they're going to come out officially. Ew.
Claire Danes is in a new movie that looks sucky-ass.
I know. She looks like she's 5,000 years old.
But I think she looks good. Ooh,
she does look good.
The movie does not look sucky-ass.
I obviously did a commercial. It didn't hold my interest. It's fucking Steve Martin, and he's 150.
But Jason Schwartzman is in it.
Yeah, whatever. But it didn't hold my... I wasn't like, I want to see this movie. But what I did notice was I saw Claire Danes, and I'm like, God, she got really old. But then I'm like, but she looks good for her age.
I thought it looked really cute.
What one is
I would see it for her. I was kind of like, I was digging the Claire Danes. She was kind of good looking. Yeah. I'd tap that. Yeah.
I have to work next Sunday.
Boo.
Boo. It's fucking open house.
I have to work on Sunday too.
I hate open houses.
I don't. How are we doing, Homer?
I can't even sit. I drink coffee. I hate them.
Yeah.
I don't have any good stories because I was not on the internet all weekend.
I know, I had you out in the fresh air.
I know, I saw animals. They had the mountain lions. There was this one, it was a memorial because it had died. His name was Lucy. And it came to the park in 1988 when it was found in a drug raid.
Like, all I could think of was, like, Scarface, where he has the fucking lion caged up in his backyard.
Yeah, they have the poor little, and then it died.
But, like, I mean, Shannon, because we were, like, drug raid, and Shannon was right. Like, those 80s, like, drug lords or whatever,
they had crazy shit, like mountain lions and white tigers, and, you know, they were, like, Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, he had a tiger,
Siegfried
not a
and
a lion.
Roy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what is it? Oh, Roy, isn't it?
Right, right. Siegfried and Roy. That's what you said.
Hemorrhoid.
Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, Siegfried and Roy. I put the D in the wrong one. Like, it really matters. It matters. It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't.
It's like all we have to talk about right now, so it matters.
I know. I didn't read anything or learn anything. I am so lost. I don't know what's going on in the world of news
lost?
And tech.
Did you say lost?
No, we didn't.
It's fine. I really. What?
I wasn't even able. I just got to catch up on Degrassi. I don't know what's going on in Reunion. I'm just all discombobulated.
So, well, there's new Lost this week. I actually don't have anything to say about Lost because there haven't been no episodes. So. Not that you know, because you're missing out on the greatest thing ever. Ever. And I've put it in your hands.
No, I have sex.
Oh.
Burn.
So this podcast is over now. Thank you for listening.
No, we're only at like maybe 23 minutes. Ooh. I don't even know.
Welcome to the 7 minutes of dead air that we're not going to have.
I can talk more about Shipper and Beer.
You could, but why are we going to torture our listeners? Which is growing every day, and we are most thankful for
we
our
may have
listeners.
Some listeners.
It's like an erection. Our
it's
listeners,
like an erection?
They're like erections.
They may like beer. They may live in Portland.
Beer. Well, we've talked about beer for like 10 minutes of the podcast, so we've reached that market.
Can you stop with that? You know I hate that.
That's why I do it, because I hate you.
No more beer for
okay,
you.
Okay, don't make me turn this podcast around and take you home. No,
oh,
don't laugh.
Because you weren't beating each other up on the couch. Don't poke me. Ow!
Yeah, I'll poke you too. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Please, if you're listening, please call Domestic Abuse Hotline. Anthony just hit us.
I did hit that.
So
I'll do it again.
So
I've had two beers.
I'm scared. Call 911.
That's 999 if you live in England.
Is that what their emergency is? 999.
That hurt!
Oh, please! I like. No. Speaking of pussy.
That was pretty harsh.
Yeah!
Oh, please! I like tapped your arm.
Alright, early podcast tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ow. Okay. Do the outro, Anthony.
Why do I outro? I didn't intro. Oh, Shannon. That was Shannon.
That was the outro. Thank you, Shannon.
All right.
You can email us at twancast@gmail.com, or you can visit us on the web at, ow, fuck you, asshole. I'm going to fucking kill you once this is done. At twancast@.net.
At .net. I would omit the ads.
You're like those people. HTTP colon.
Yes, mark off as our Instagram podcast.
www.twancast.net.
And if you are an AOL user, you can find us at what Shannon just said.
I think I'm sure you can go to AOL keyword twancast. I don't think we can make keywords. That's that. Are you going to give a phone number?
I don't fucking know it.
This is like podcast number 7.
Yeah, I don't fucking listen to you, okay? I hate you. I'm going to break this bottle open and hit you over the head. You're a punk dickhead.
I'll cut you, all right,
I'll
bitch?
You. I'll cut you, all right? You want to go?
Can we just give him the phone number and be done with
this?
Come on. Rassle? What are you, 80? No. You're screaming out. Oh. It's not fair because I can't really hit you. You'd be on the floor crying in the hospital.
Please, just say the phone number, please.
It's like if I hit my brother.
206-339-TWAN. And all of this is on our website, so.
At HTTP.
Okay. Anything else?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you, Podomatic. That's it.
Yeah, Zach Braff, woo!
Email us. I'll give you $1, a Gmail account, and a beer cap.
And head.
And head. Oh, head's free. Please, if you want head, just call me. Okay.
Even if it's a girl and it's the warm and squishy?
For the listeners, you know?
You don't like the warm and squishy.
I don't. I can hit it, but I can't eat it.
You can hit it, but you
fucking men. Isn't that the truth? All right, bye.
Bye.